So today we're going to continue a little bit more about the Nyanim of Mikvah, reviewing a lot of the Klalim having to do with Mikvah. And today our basic the title was continuation, but fundamentally we're going to talk about the not the actual binyan of mikvahs. We'll leave that for one more session. But there are concepts here of, because the last shiur we dealt with the whole inyan of mayim she'uvim and zeichelin and mikveh and mayon, the differences that you had between the certain klolim that are required, that we always have to be concerned on a regular mikveh that you have in a city or in a community, that should, if it's a mikveh mayim, it has to be static. If it's moving, if it has schila is going to possel it. Schila is poselis. The place where schila does not possel is a mayim, is a natural spring, is metaya bezeichlin. Mikveh is only metaya beashboron. Ashboron, as the language means, it's static. That's, we went through that whole Teirus Kehanim, which is the mukra at the end of Parsha Shmini. Even that door is open, if you watch your step, just you want to close it, the less distraction. What?
A river.
Well, a river, we talked about rivers too, and the opinion of most Paschim is that the Iker Hadin, a person could table in a river, or that even though there's a shash, there'll be neitfim, there'll be waters that are not part of the natural source of the river, and they might be more. So that's they're talking about in principle. But they always advise, I mean, Paschim advise people not to use rivers or natural bodies of water, rather to use a mikveh that was built under supervision with a hechsher. That's why I mentioned last week, every time in the Yiddish press or so forth, when people went up to the Catskills, so they used to have a big azhora, shalom yitfulu, the lakes, the brechos mayim, they should use the mikvos, because there are shoshes l'chatchila, but the evident principle, they say, would be all right. So here we're going to talk about something that is mentioned, how in the structure has a lot to do with the kashas of a mikveh. Look at, this is Masechta Mikvos. Of course, we all know that Masechta Mikvos has no Gemara directly on it. It's Mishnayos from Seder Taharis. The only Gemara that we have in Talmud Bavli is from Seder Taharis, and this is Masechta Nida. There's nothing else in there. In Yerushalmi, there's no Seder Taharis at all, except Yerushalmi on Nida. On Yerushalmi on Nida, there's a couple of parking, but not all. Well, the Nida, Masechta Nida has 10 parking. Yerushalmi does not go that far. So here we go right to the source, and this has to do with Mayim She'uvim. We said that Mayim She'uvim is puzzle. You can't use Mayim She'uvim for a mikveh. In other words, you can have a whole nice hole in the ground or a pool, and you're going to dump water into it, even Mem Saw, if you do it al-Kosef in containers, that's Mayim She'uvim. So Machlekes of the Paschim, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanim. And some Paschim say it's only the Rabbanim. We'll see, it'll come up again in the discussion today. And others say that it's a deen of the Raisa. So they take a look here at this text of the Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Vav Mishnah Zion. We have it underlined. Ivo Mikvos Yishpoferus Hanot, Ke'uvia U'kechlola K'shtei Etzbos Chayzos Linkayma. Now what is he talking about? Putting together Mikvos, let's say you have one body of water, let's say you have a mikveh that is kosher, or a cistern that is natural rainwater filled in there. There's nobody put any mayim shuvi in it. And right near it is a is a pool that was filled by hand. Mayim she'uvim. How can I kosher the mikveh of Mayim she'uvim? So he say, if you join it, iuv, iuv, we'll see what that really means. And how can you join it? Not with a pipe or anything else, but they have to be right together, one wall next to the other, and you dig and you have a hole that will connect it, and it's the size of what we call Shproferus Hanot, which was common in the time of the Mishnah, the opening, in other words, the opening of this type of leathern bottles or so forth, where they put something in that had a certain size, certain diameter. That's the whole thing. Diameter that they had there. Now, if it's connected, if the mikveh of mayim, of natural mayim, of kosher, mayim kshevim, is connected, once it touches through that hole, it's kosher. So this is called hashoka. This is a concept of hashoka. Now, for the purpose of understanding, I took the trouble of looking up of what practically is the shear. What is the shear of this Shroferus Hanot? What is it? Before we even look in the hash, I just wanted to get in practical terms, either for inches or in centimeters. So you have different shiurim as to what it is. For example, in the Sefer of Telushkinzal, the Taharas Hamayim. Taharas Hamayim, which I told you is a great Sefer published here in the United States, written by Rav Telushkin, who was a great Baal HaOr. Told you he was the Pesach for the OU for many, many years behind the scenes. Anyhow, so he brings in his Sefer in the Taharas Hamayim. He has there a note where he says, so what do we mean, etzbos? How are they measured? First of all, if you had to measure it, go to the source, you have to measure the two first fingers, the first index finger and the middle finger, etzbos, and the middle, the largest part. Bring them together, that's what it would be. But the question is, in practical purposes, how much is the diameter of that, or so forth? Or what would be, going from one end right through the middle of it. So he says the following. There was a famous Baal HaOr in Eretz Yisrael who wrote a sefer on nidos, on measures. He was, I think it was a Chabad Rav, but it was, Bar Samuel Avram Chaim Noah, Rav Noah Zal. That was his name. So he has a shear.
Always blessed the Chazonish.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Start what the Chazonish is. That the Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, he wrote Nogulash Proferus Anud Godel. Today, first of all, you have to make sure that the water pours through and doesn't leak, you know, trickle through. Right. And you should be able to see that we say in Yiddish a shficha, as a dabzer gisen. You should pour through. He's saying derech. Now he says bimhirus, but so what is the shear which is mitzumtum? In other words, it could be bigger than that. It's this is what we're talking about, the minimum shear. You want to make it kosher that it should be a hashoker, and hopefully shortly we'll discuss what's the svara of hashoker, what's the tam for it. So he's saying. The fiadin who nekev ogul shorogbo, he says he has it 3.5 centimeters. That's what it is, 3.5 centimeters. And the according to the Chazon Ish, there he has it. His shear is 5 centimeters larger. So if you put it in inches, here it goes the following, that the. Chazon Ish's the width the would be, according to him, would be the amount. Here's how it comes out. One would be the 6 inches. Would be the hekef that we have over here according to Hussein Ish, what I have, just a moment. Five centimeters. And so the hecker would be actually come out to 6 inches. That's what he's saying. That's the way it would be according to the Hussein Ish. And according to the other one, it would be more. That's the way it comes out. Less, rather.
We're talking about circumference rather
circumference,
than
circumference, that's what I mean.
Rather than diameter.
I mean the circumference. We're talking
more,
about
right.
The circumference.
But that makes
the
sense.
Of,
3.1.
That makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah. That's the way it would be.
This would be the diameter.
But
this
yeah.
would be the circumference.
In Hilchos Taruv is inch.
No, no. Well,
remember over there, in your day.
Well, there.
Every inch, usually.
Well, Kadeik, you're talking about the Kadeik Klipa. Is just peeling off. That's all. It's a very thin part. And Kadei Etzba is the depth going to the
right.
first joint, you know, and peeling off something if you had a kasha.
Not the width and not the length.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's talking about depth when you have to peel it off. That's what you're talking about.
Etzba there is depth.
Yeah, there in that
this
particular
length,
case.
And
but here they're talking about the shear.
That's what Chosroes means.
Yeah, so we're talking about the circumference. This is the whole thing. So, again, coming back to that the Hussein Ish's shear, you'll see there's a sefer that's a kitzer of the shiurim of the Hussein Ish, which was put together, taken from all the sefer of Hussein Ish, and they have it there all both in the metric system and in our regular and with the inches, the English system. Yeah. So there he's saying that's Kahim states of us the neck of Ogul, and he says it has to be the following. The hekev is 15 centimeters,
okay.
and the diameter would be 5 centimeters.
Right.
So. But in inches, they spell it out 6 inches.
Yes.
6 inches would be the hole between
two
and the
two
claws. That's
one.
That's how we.
1 inch, 2.5 centimeters.
The hole has to be any place.
Well, the question there's a whole discussion in the building of mikvahs. Where do you put that? You know, the nekev that joins. What we call the Eitzah of Kasha, the Kasha, the Mayim Shehuvim. And various pictures. Now, in this Sefer, which I told you was written by this fairly young Dayan, this Belzer Dayan, the great Talmud Chacham, wrote the Sefer on, very clearly written on the structure of Mikvahs. He has diagrams in there where sometimes the normal understanding when you go in and you see a mikvah, you see it in the wall.
Right.
You see the wall. You see there the hole, and that's where the water is coming from the Eitzer into the place where the Makom HaTvil is. But some people were makbid. They used to make the hole underneath the steps. And it had to do with all different. I don't want to go into it now. It has to do with the flow of the water, whether it comes down from an incline or not. Although there were a lot of hakpadas about that, because there's a Mishnah in Mikvos, and it's brought in the Gemara Gitin, and Perry called again, something called katapras. I mean, if water is coming down on an incline, so if it becomes a katapras, is not kosher. So there's a whole problem when they structure Mikvos, when they put it together, where's the water from the Eitzah? Is it coming down on an incline or not? Because the way they, if you build them side by side, like the original, they called it the Chassam Sefer's Mikveh, was the simplest thing. You have an Eitzah and you have the Makom HaTvila. You fill the Eitzah with kosher water, you have the Makom HaTvila, and they're just connected. No inclines, no nothing.
Right.
But there's other problems, which I'm not going to go into today. Simple Hashaka. Fartik, that's all there is to it. But others had certain chumras, so they tried to make one mikvah on top of the other. You put one on top of the other, so it's coming down on a slope, on an incline, so there's a katapras. In fact, the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer of, in the Sefer, the Chaim Tzanzer, writes a tshuva to another Gaon, the Kala Shavah, Chaim Elazar Wachs, who was a Kala Shavah. He writes to him, who asked him that particular shaila, he posseled any mikveh that had something coming down on an incline. That's why I'm saying in simple terms, like I'm not going to the details now, I think I mentioned once before, the Kleisenberger Hasidim, who are descended, remember the Kleisenberger Rabbeim, their name is Halberstam. So, not the Baba, but the Kleisenberger, they mar makpid that to follow that law of the Divrei Chaim, they wouldn't use a mikveh and borough park that was built with connecting bayrus on top of each other because of the chash of katapras, that it's coming down in a slope. So they used to go to Williamsburg for their mikveh side by side. Later they took over one of those mikvahs and they fixed one of them should be according to their specifications.
But then they went to Bedford. There were two mikvahs with this.
Whatever it is, I'm talking about Borough Park, what they have. Because in Borough Park, but in Borough Park, the mikvahs are built with all the chumers, with a lot of connecting, collecting aitras because of other chashas. But one of the things is, one is on top of the other. You'll see in different diagrams. Yeah, this is not the time to talk about it. Now, let's get back to this. So what we have here is what is called hashaka. Water connecting. Now, the question is, we're going to see now the Rash. It's a machlekes in the Biyam Hashanim, the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, who is a great meforish on Taharas. Taharas, he learned pshat. What did we kasher here? Well, it doesn't say that the Mishnah doesn't say Mayim Shuvim. The Mishnah doesn't say what kind of a waters. It just says Iruv Mikvos. If you want to mix the waters together, now what could be the Chesaron? Now a Chesaron and a Mikvah could be perfectly kosher water, but it doesn't have a shear. Bozen, it's less than Mem Saw. Now you want to make that less than Mem Saw kosher, how? By connecting it with a mikveh that has mem saw. So look how the Rosh explains it that way. We'll see the Rosh doesn't explain it that way. Look what it says. Iruv mikvos. Mikveh choser. He doesn't talk about mayim chashuvim. Mikveh choser. Shebitzad mikveh sholim. There's one that has mem shosor. Is there inami? In other words, for example, the zeh chof, or could be, they both don't have a shear. Yeah. Some sort of crevice, so this is the whole thing. How much does the connecting hole have to be? That's what it does. Corner, what is that? A corner, like a rod. Like its thickness and its circular, its volume shows from Ferris. The Heineke base its boss chesis from kemo mishapches is bechalal hanekev berevach. The Heineke basil of the elder so peridalat. A beishami oimim achi yipches. Ruba, Rabbi Shami is a big machba. You have to have most of the wall separating has to be opened. But we don't pass him. The Soper comedy of Vomus, Maisa Vishompi Rashi, the Tikshur, or the Kaimapeg Beis, the Gitan, Tofeach Lahatfiach is a Hebrew. Tofeach Lahatfiach means moist. In other words, it doesn't have to be a hole that pours water in that connects it. If there's moisture, enough from one to the other, connecting moisture. Now, tofeh latfir means this. If you wet one hand, and if you put it in another place, that moisture on one hand will moisten the other place. That's tofeh latfir. So that's, he's saying, so it shouldn't be a stira, he's saying, v'hocha boish v'sfer sanud, v'sechta haras nami perashtiv v'so perches. Now we'll see how this plays a role later on. So, but the point that the Rosh is talking about, this is a chibur of Iruv Mikvos for Lahashlin, that which is chashi. It doesn't mention Mayim Shuvim.
Right. It's Mayim Chaim.
Yeah, it doesn't mention Mayim Shuvim. Right. That's all. Well, don't say Mayim Chaim. Mayim Chaim would be a Mayim.
Okay,
you have to be very careful. When you talk about a mikveh, you have to be very careful. In Borough Park, Mayim Chaim is soda. So you have to be very careful. That's a fact. Somebody will say, I want some, I go into the grocery store. Mayim Chaim will give him a couple of dollars or so. Or here in Chicago, pop or whatever. Now, however, they'll take a look here all the way down. Let's see where we have it here. Where it says, Iruv, you see the Rosh, it didn't come out too well. There's a Peres HaRosh all the way on the Gilyot, on the margin, all the way on the right. At the very end, where it says Zion, that's the mission we're talking about, is Iruv. Peres. Now look at the Rosh says, Iruv Mikvos Shov. We're talking about Shov. In other words, not about a Koser, but Shov. He says, Vitzad Mikveh Kosher. Or Koser. Both of them.
Right.
So the Rosh is talking and saying that for the Dean of Shov, you have to have Kishvoferes Hanut. That's what you have to have. That type of connecting thing. Whereas it seems from the Rosh, it's only by Choser you have to have. What about if it would be Shov? Maybe it could be less. That's the whole thing. No. So that's where there's a machlekes of the Poskim. In fact, the Beis Yosef in Hilchus, we're talking about Hilchus Mikvos and Simon Reish Aleph, and it's they're in the tour. They were in the new tour where they have it with a Simon. It's Simon Nun Beis. He mentions this Rosh. And the Rosh, at the end of Masechta Nida, the Rosh talks about mikvos, besides the deaning of the Isha Nida. He says the following, and here also, that this deen of Shroferes Hanud goes both on Choser and on Shov. That's what he's saying. However, the Rashba, at the end of the Rashba Sefer, the Teres Habayis, which is Sefer on Aroy, has a section called Shar Hamayim. That's so he writes the following: Hod the Be'in and Shroferes Hanud, Hayna Dafke LaHachsher Mikveh Choser Min Hasholim. That's the way it comes. Avo LaHachsher Mikveh Shov Min Mikveh Sholim She'ena Shov, which is not Shov. In other words, mashikon ela kaseira. In other words, even if it only touches a hair, not with a whole opening, it just makes a touch of there of a little bit or so, that's enough to be maksha the shov. That's the machlekes that you have on that. That's how he learns that pshat. That's why the Rosh doesn't mention anything, so it seems that the Rosh makes that particular chilik. It's implied from the Rosh that for Shov, you don't need to shofer a sanud. That's where it comes out. Alpha Pish ain't a mashikan, ela kaseira, it's a kosher. Pish a Shov ain't a puzzle, ela. Now, why are we more makel by Shov? Goes back to what we learned last week. Because Shov, a lot of Hashanim say, is only the Rabbanan. If it's only the Rabbanan, you can make it. I mean, you can connect it, you can be machshir it with just a little bit of opening, like kesira, kahut asayra. That's all. Whereas others would disagree. Others would say, well, maybe Shov is a deraisa. You have to have both shurim. Lamaisa, we do when mikvos is shroferes hanut. We're not machshir just with a, with a little open hashoka with that. Now, the main point thing is over here is when we talk about the deen of hashoka and so forth, or hashoka there's a whole thing, how we learn learn pshat here in this din of Hashoka. Where do we learn it from? Where is the marker of Hashoka? Is there a pasuk? Is there a Medrash Halacha? What's the marker for this din of Hashoka? I mean, the Rash just brings it down, doesn't mention a psukim, he just explains the Mishnah. So
Rashi Bebe.
What?
Rashi and Beit.
Well, there's a Rashi. Yeah, I know it, but he says something else. That's a tzamra. They haven't come to that yet. That's a combined Asik. Now, first of all, what's the marker here of Hashoka? So the Rosh brings the same marker, the Rishonim, the smag in Eser Eish Memches. And there's a tshuva of the reed. There are the Tesvus reed, one of the Rishonim, that's Rabbi Yeshaya Ditani. And Simon Tezvob in his tshuvas. And the Rosh is also in his tshuvas, Klal Lamed Aleph, and so forth, and many others. They write, Shazer Shemaim Shiruvi Nechshorim Adi Ashoka Lemikva Mem Nilmed Me'aposik. How do we learn Abba Posik? They quote the Posik. Remember, it's the same Posik at the end of Parsha Shmini. What does it say? Ach Mayim Ubor Mikva Mayim Yi Yator. So what does the Torah's Kainim say there in Parsha Shmini? It says, Minayin Im Tome Yitareno. Talmud Lema Mayon Mayam Umikva El Mikva Yiyeh Tor is ainly. In other words, that if it contacts, if there's some contact with a Mayan, the Mikva will become Tor. Another Mikva might be waters that are Tameim. It becomes Tor. Is ainly El Mayan Es Amikva. Well, that's if you have a Mayan, which is there. It's real Mayim Chayim. It's real Mayim Es Amikva. Menayim es amikva es amikva. Suppose you have a mikva of kosher waters. It's not a mayon. And you have here another mikva which has mayim shuvim, other kinds of waters. Is mikva, it says that it's the same thing. Yeah. In other words, the Teres Kainim says, whatever's in the way of this mocker of tahara, is through its contact, is going to become tor. Whether it's from a Mayan, whether it's from a mikveh. Now, how do we know mikveh es habor and bor es habor? Bor es a mikveh naim, but you have the first one that's always has mayim ksherim. Talmud lema mayon, in other words, the lashon is mayan hehoya tor. Bor yehator. U mikveh mayim yehator. This is all the lashon of the Teres Kainim. Now the Teres Kainim say that this has the ability, the kayach, to make something tor if it comes connected with it. And that's the language that you have. Now, so when the Teres Kainim says, Menayin im tome yitareno, Dainim anayim shim hoya mayim psulim, Mishum, because of she'uvim yitareno, ayadei hashoka lamayin, obor she'eshbem emsor. From Mayim to Halim. That's the deen, that's how they learn out. That's the way they have that remez, learning it out from the Pasuk. But if you have a source of Mayim to Halim, which has, of course, Mem Sor, or the way the other description, way the Rash brings out 20 and 20, but at least the source originally is Tor, so it can be Matire, anything that comes connected with it. That's an important consideration.
The chiddush is that it doesn't need the Torah. It doesn't have to be Memsah.
That's right. Well, that's a chiddush, but it's connected. Right. It makes enough. That's a big chiddush. That's what he makes. That's the point. Now, that's according to if you learn it out from this Teres Kainim. However, others. So that's talking about mainly about Shuvim. What about Mikveh Choser? And because a mikveh choser that is lacking, it can't be matar. It's also it's something that it can be called in the category of tomei. It can't be matar. If it can't be matar, it's that particular category. So how do we know that can come together? So the others say, several rishonim say that the email and where's that mostly in that and that Shuva Sohri bring that Teres Kainim, and they expand it and they say it can even go on Choser. That's the point. Ein Hashoker, in other words, they, however they say the Din of Hashoker, you don't learn it out from the Pasuk. That it's on the whole Din of Hashoker is a Chiddush of Midrabanan. From it's not a Din of the Din of Dreisa, the way those others learned it out from the Torah's Kainim.
The Pasuk requires you to say that it's Tamei, it becomes Tahar. If you don't rely on the Pasuk, then it's neutral. And then
that's what he's saying. You put it together.
You put it together. That's Men's Sof.
Yeah. Now, there's another point here by in understanding the Din of Hashoker. What does Hashoker accomplish? It accomplishes two things. And this is based, in fact, Rav Telushkin quotes a tshuva from Rav Kook in his tshuva's Das Kain, where he talks about mikvos and this din, so the lundus, so to speak, of the lundus, it almost sounds like a brisket swerer. He says this, the hashoka mo'elis lasos beis pu'ulos. It has two results, two accomplishments. Beis pu'ulos. What are the two? First of all, it has the accomplishment to take from choser to make it whole,
right,
and also to remove, in other words, right, from shov,
right,
to make shov should be good. So it has, that's the accomplishments that you have out of that. And the and he quotes the mikveh, what the Rosh did. The Rosh said, if there's 20 saws here,
right,
20
right
over there, it can make it that should be like a mem saw. That's the accomplishment also of Hashoker. That's
he
a point.
He must hold this midyaraisa.
What?
He must rely on the pasuk.
Yeah, well, that's a question. It's a debate. Whatever it is, la halacha,
right,
it is, accomplish those. The ma'elas gam laha, but then there's another shaila, which we don't go in. There's a whole sugya in the beginning of Masechet Makos where they're talking about shinui mara in the mikveh. It's discolored. It's from wine fell in there or whatever it is. So shinui mara stam pasels. So the question is: so supposing you that mikveh is connected to a kosher or a mikveh that doesn't have shinui mara, will that remove the psul of shinui mara? So that's a debatable thing. There's some poskim say that it will, and others say that it will not. That's what they want to say. Because Shini Mar, they want to say, according to the Ravid, and others, is only a psul de Rabbana. It's a psul de Rabbana. That's all.
Not only that, but you're not dafka looking. Where is Myra a problem? So if the tree falls in a forest, what, nobody's there to hear it. Doesn't make a sound. Meaning Myra is, but if it's not in the mikveh that
they're talking about the mikveh that you go and table in. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
You're tabling in a mikveh that is discolored.
But hypothetically, would it be a problem in the other mikveh?
It depends how it affects the other one. But let's say it doesn't. The question is
nobody sees it.
Yeah, but that's not the point right now.
Okay.
We're talking
right
about tabling in the
Sunday
Shini Mara. Is that only a Easter of Rabbanan? It's only Easter of Rabbanan because people are liable to say, remember, this is water. If the water only has changed its color.
Right.
It still is water. Just change the color. You know, you can take one little thing and you can make the, you know, like the, it's like on the Goyim, on St. Patrick's Day, they changed the Chicago River to green.
Right.
So what do? They don't pour the paint company's thing. They have a certain type of vegetable coloring. They throw it in and it scoots all over the place. But it's water. So that's a shinui mara. That's what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm just saying, there's a good example of a shinui mara, but it's still water. But you can understand why it's a gzeira rabbanan. Because otherwise, if you didn't, let's say someone has a mikveh that is wine. Could you table in wine? You know? Just like there's a shaila, can you make hagola with different types of mashkim? It's a machlekes of a shenim, whether or other certain mashkim, whether you can be magil with. There's some shenim say that you could. And that plays a big role in the kashrus industry sometimes, where you can't you can't make hagola with water, because if you put water through the machinery, the food stuff that will go in there will be ruined, mainly in chocolate factories. That's a big problem all the time. So some those who have their abonim makshirim for years say you're magalit with liquid chocolate. You'll make a run. Let's say you had a problem on one type of, you want to, let's say it was milchik or chocolate, and you want to make it, that should become powder, so you make it a run of the liquid chocolate, that hagola, that mashka, because it's a mashka. And chocolate is also very easy. You put it at room temperature, a little higher, it comes liquid.
Right.
It melts like nothing. So you put it through, so there are some that paskin lemaisa, according to some of the shining, they're magal with that. That used to be, it's still a, it's a shiloh that comes up. Others want to say, no, you have to have separate machinery, you can't run it through the same. It's a whole ASIC.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, so the same thing here, I mean, I'm just using it as an analogy, that the, if water is water, if you just make a discoloration, it's only a problem of the Rabbanan, according to the Ravid, and if it's hooked up to Mayim Kshevim, it would kosher it, according to that. But that's not the subject right now. Now, the when we talk about that, this is using terminology of Hashoka. That's a terminology that is mentioned in the Gemara. In fact, when you mentioned there about the Sechta Beitza, the case of Hashoka and the Sechta Beitza is, let's see where I have it here. Take a look at this. We've got number 4 here. We're talking on Yontif about tabling. There's a din that you're not supposed to table kaling on Yontif because it's a tikkun.
Right.
But supposing you have water that is tameh, and you want this water to be able to use it, so you fill up your kela, which needs tvila, you fill it up with this tame water, you lower the kela, so the purpose officially is to be machshir the water, that it shouldn't become tame. Memela, the kela becomes tor.
Right. So
how is it done? It says, Ema bilas hakela gav neima v'tarav, ema shikin, there's the language, mashikin, es hamayim, he said, the kela kli evan latar. That's what Rebbe says. Chachomim, I mean, madbilin kela algab meima latar, or mashikin as hamayim be kli evan latar. In other words, what they do is they lower the vessel into the mikveh, and as it went down, as soon as it just touched below the surface, the water in the vessel touched the waters of the mikveh, you had hashoka. That's how it was done. So in another place of Rashi, it's not on this daf, in the previous place of Rashi, uses something that seems to be confusing. The Gemara uses the language Mashikin. But Rashi says, it's Hashoka Ayadei Zriya. It's Zriya. Sowing. So there's a concept by Mikvos of water of Zriya. You can kasher Mayim She'uvim, for example, through a process of sowing. Of Zriya, meaning, like, to give you an example, you have a mikveh kosher. If you take, and has more than, let's say, memsor and even more, if you take the buckets of water and pour it into it, it becomes kosher. Why does it become kosher? Not because of hashoka, because you're like planting it inside. Zriya, in fact, some mikvos, as we'll learn in Nirtzashem later, that there's some that Gedolim Balei HaRoah insist that when you build a mikveh, it should not have only the connection of Hashoka, of contact, right, but also to the city water, which is basically Mayim She'uvim, should be let in, poured into the Eitzer, and it becomes kosher through Zriya. About that way, and then when it pours over, it pours into the regular place of tefillah,
and you don't have the problem being quiet.
Yeah, well, I'm not going into those details. There's so many details of the different styles. You have here diagrams of several kinds of mikvos, but most of them today, we have a combination of both Zvi and Hashoka. We have both things take place today in such a way. And there's a nafkamina. What is both processes are going to make it kosher. What's the difference? First of all, let's understand the concept of Zriya. What is Zriya? Where do we get that idea of Zriya from? Because you find, well, for example, when you learn the Sefer Psachim there, the Perek called Shor, it's about Lama Gimel, Lama Dalet, in that area, the Gemara is talking about Tumah Tumeya. You have Tumah Tumeya. It says that if you Zoreya into the karka, once it goes into the karka, the Maisa Zriya is Matarit. So this also, this is a concept of the Zriya, of the Mayim, Shehuvim, or whatever water is, you Zoreya into the Mokar of Tahara, just like Karka is Matayah. It's the same thing is, the Mayim Sheyam is Matayah.
It's not a Tikkun.
Yeah, so that's a Maisa of Zriya.
Which in turn is not a Tikkun.
Yeah, well, it's a Mamela the thing, that's all.
Related to why the
you, well, idea, because you don't see it on the Kalah.
Right.
It's the, only the waters. The waters are just poured into there. That's all. You know, there's no question of visible tikkun whatsoever.
How much city water can you pour into the?
That's what today. The city water sometimes is pumped directly into one of the eitzes. It becomes kosher, and the eitzes spills over the kosher water into the Mokam HaTfila.
So how much water can you put in?
Well, it keeps going. Depends on how they, structure. What? Well, that's a different shayla. We're not going into that shayla. That's a special chumra, because there's a concept is that some say that when you keep doing that, you're going to lose the original water.
Right.
You lose the original water, maybe it's no good. So that's, in other words, Nyson saw, Nyckel saw.
Right, right.
So how do we balance that there should always be a certain amount of the original? That's why they put in one, when they had a one Eitzer alongside, and then they had a Eitzer next to the Mokam HaTfila, one on top of the other. And on the bottom there was a hole that connected the two,
right,
or so forth. So the pressure of the water on the top doesn't allow the water down below to leave.
Right.
It's always there. Is that prevents the inyan of Neitelsaw. That has to do with the water. That's how they work that. There's all pictures there of the diagrams that they have there when they do that. And in fact, today, most of the mikvahs are done with that in order to remove the chash of losing the original water. But we're not into that right now. Let's understand, first of all, what is the difference, fundamentally, the concept of Hashoka and of what we call Zriya, or so forth. Now, Hashoka is generally explained that it's a question of Chibur, connection.
Right.
You connect the two mikvahs, the one that is kosher and the one that has the mayim, Shehuvim, and so forth. Now, the question is this: when one connects with the other, it removes the psul of the Mayim Shehuvim.
Right.
Now, we should ask a shaila. Supposing you closed off, after you did that, you closed off the hole. So you have the original water, and you have the new water that was just gekashet, was cleansed through the connection. So does it always have to be connected or not? Is the tam because of a chibur? Or is it the tam because it removes the psul? It doesn't matter whether it's mefubar or not. That's the whole shot. That goes
based on the sugya in Be'ah, it would seem to be more of a, like a tikkun kind of power, where it doesn't need the chibur, because...
Because Zriya is not that problem on Yom Tov, because it's not that great of a chiddush.
Right now, that doesn't play
the significant role when it comes to the Etzem Din of the Mikveh. That's if you're go off and, yeah, and studying the sugya bin kaimo about whether tikkun or not.
No, but the svara, the svara of like how is zriya different than hashaka would apply to the idea of whether it's tikkun or not.
Yeah, well, but one is that because in tikkun you're focusing not on the water, you're focusing on the kalim.
Right.
So if you're focusing on the water, so it's not a question of tikkun. I mean, I have to drink the water, and I did that.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
So that was the process of zriya. So if it's that's the question.
When you have 20,
now,
so
shaka,
it's only hashoka.
See, if it's a question of hashoka because of chibur, in other words, under those circumstances, the chibur has to be there all the time. If you remove the chibur, it's going to revert to what it was before.
Right.
That's the chibur is the maksha.
Is that
the
problem?
How is that?
What?
About chibur, you have 20 and 20.
Yeah, well, we have the shir. We're not worried about the shir.
No,
but if you
remove 40 and 40.
Yeah, but that's the whole point, that if you connected it, it has to stay connected. Because by there, where it has to be 20 and 20, because of the shear, you would have to connect it.
Right.
But supposing you have plenty of water.
Right.
And
yeah,
you just with Maksha, Mayim, Shuvim, and the other Makam, and the other Bor, so maybe you can disconnect it. You can close it off. You already have a kosher. But if you say that a shock has become Hebrew, it's going to have to stay that way.
Then
you can't close it off. But if it's Zriya, so as soon as it goes into there, it's kosher.
AC and DC.
Right. No, they're kosher.
Alternate or
direct. That's the way it is. That's the point.
That's why Rashi commands Zriya.
Well, yeah.
To tell us that.
There's a machlekes. There's chalukei deis amongst the Rishonim, whether it's mitam chibur or whether it's mitam, in other words, whether it's tam chibur or whether it's a question of Zriya. Now, here he enumerates, there's a whole list of Rishonim that say that has to be because of chibur. And because of chibur, we make that difference. But some of those Rishonim are, for example, the Baal HaMor, and says that. And according to the Divrei Chaim, it would be the Ravid says that tam, he doesn't hold of the tam of Zriya. To be Masha the Mikra, it has to be because of Chibur, not therefore it'll be, that would be the Nafka Mina. Like he says, what is the Nafka Mina between, in the Hagdorah and trying to understand what Ashoka is? So he says, that would be the Nafka Mina, whether it has to stay connected or not. In fact, they even quote that Reb Chaim Brisker Zal is quoted by, it was a famous Rosh Hashiva in Brisk. You know, Brisk had, even the time of Reb Chaim and later, had a separate yeshiva. Reb Chaim Brisk had nothing to do with that yeshiva. It was a separate yeshiva. It was called the Brisk Yeshiva. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zal, before he became the Rav in Brisk, was the Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin, where his grandfather was the Rosh Yeshiva, the Netziv. And his father-in-law was the Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe Foyle, Volozhin, all of that. And later became Brisk Rav. So, if he did have shiurim of lomdim, that was a private matter. He used to have a kavitz of lomdim. He used to come to him and he used to ask a kasha, and they discussed anything. It was considered a privilege to go into that group. And later the Brisker Rav that came to Eretz Yisrael did the same thing, the same maisa. But there was a Brisker yeshiva, and there was a famous Rosh Yeshiva there, Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. So there's a sefer called Imre Moshe of the Shiurim. So in the first big long shiur is on the Yonim of Mikvos. There he quotes Reb Chaim. He quotes, you know, Moreno and everything else. He had a direct relationship to him. And mainly, Reb Chaim emphasizes the difference that between Chibur, that if you do Hashoka, then the whole time is because of Chibur. But so you have to keep it connected all the time. Remove the chibur as if to say you're removing the source of the tahara. Whereas if it's zriya, it's done. It's done. It's finished. If the water went into that, it became kosher.
If you say that to accomplish the replacement, yeah, becomes of the echus, So then accomplishments of Eichus cannot be done only through Ashoka. You have to come out to Zriya.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, if the Eichus is not Shuvim anymore,
well, that's
you
one,
cannot
that's
say,
a,
now
that's
Eichus goes there.
That's a good
that
way.
Sense.
That's a good way of doing it. But that's basically what we have over here. In fact, he brings the language here from the I have the Imre Moshe at home. I saw it inside. He quotes Reb Chaim, and he brings also there that statement of the Hesber on that here. V'chein hevi be'imre Moshe is b'shem Rabbo Agon Reb Chaim Ibrisk shesvoros amachlekes is tluya b'hagdoros tam hashoka. How do you explain Hashoka? Harosh and those with him saving Dagoras, Hagdoras, Hashoka, Mishum Zriya. They hold it because of Zriya. Val Kain, Kaven, Shinizu, Pamachas, Hukshuru, Uporach, Shem Shuvim, Miyamayim. He got rid of it. That's all. That's the end of the story. It's kosher. Nothing can happen later on. Ukamo, Mayim Tmeim, Shinitru, Mitumosim. The same thing. Alkane's real will be in and Hashoka to meet it, so you don't have to have it always connected. You could close it off. Avo, but Shitas HaSoivin should be in and Hashoka to meet it. Svirle da Hagdoras Hashoka Mishum Hibur the Tziruf La Mikva.
Who is the first who holds it? Who is the first who says it's not Mishum Zriya? Who is the first Rishon, right?
Well, he...
Who is the original Rishon?
Well, he quotes here that the Rosh... He quotes the Rosh.
The
Rosh, yeah, that's right.
But who says otherwise?
But the Shitas HaSoivin bin in Hashoka to meet is Hagdorashu Mishum Chibur. So that those Rishonim are over here. He has listed. It's a whole group. And just tell you those Rishonim are the Ravid. Does not hold it because of Zriya. He holds it because of Chibur. That's the Ravid. The Chedushi Razor. That's the Balamor. Might be. I don't think it's a Balamor. It's a different. It's an Achron. And he also brings like from a Teshus.
Gear. Became a Jew.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't keep mitzvahs. Gear. Huh? Became a Jew. He doesn't keep mitzvahs. He's an Avek Goy. We don't say it. Because it's like a mitzvah, like an Ashoma.
Well, that's a different thing. The question of...
Talk about Yehudah Kama.
Remember that...
A nice tushta.
Remember the Maisa of Tvila, according to the Ravash, conceptually. What happens when a person tables himself? He becomes bottle.
Right.
And there's bottle in the vasa, you know. Sure. So it's bottle that he's a mavatl, his tumor, or even the gair, the gairsh and his gair, you know, caught in shadayla dormi. He's a newborn, he's a new person.
Right, it's Zriya.
Different person. Right. So that's what he's bottle. That's the whole thing.
Everybody comes.
So one time you can't change except if the Gavis was not good. He never observed anything, okay. So that falls, the whole thing falls apart. But that's, we're not going into that. So that's the Machlekes in trying to understand what we have here. Is it a dinion of Kibur or not? That would be the Nafkamina when you have it over here. What?
The shock is always open, right?
What?
In the mikvahs, which are side by side, it's always open. You never close.
Yeah, we don't close it, then.
Yeah, we go lechumra.
Yeah,
we don't. You always see. The one question is whether the water has to be above. Sometimes, does the water reach up the level of the hole?
Right.
Let's say the water came through from the other place, and it's below. So we always try to see that the water is always going through that. Some of the people might use the mikveh, and the water is displaced or something.
But Rebbe mentioned last time that the hole, maybe it's with a different hole, has to do with the
hashash
of
the sechila.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's something that if you have a leakage.
Right.
But here we're not talking about
it.
Let's
different
say
hole.
That they just didn't feel it, or they feel they connected it, and then later on the level went down, but not because of leakage. Well, maybe because when people use water, the water's on the body. Right. You have to keep people going in there. If you don't keep that steady, it's going to lose that water. It's not tzchila.
That's not a chash of
tzchila. Well,
because
that might be the there's plenty of
chashoka.
Let's say there's plenty of water.
Right.
We're not talking about the shear. We're talking about it. Does it have to maintain the chibur?
Right. Oh, the chila.
Oh, yeah.
So at least it's a chila and it's neither
meant by the thing. That's a chashas.
Let us ask for the aloha. If somebody, let's say, gear, made it feel, and then you find out it was closed.
The what? That was closed.
The hashoka. What the aloha, but David, is good?
Well, it probably would be good.
It would be good.
It probably would be, or as long as there was a...
Mem-se-mem-shu.
Yeah, that's right. Depends on how the mikvah was structured and so forth. But basically, you don't... That doesn't happen.
It's over.